In cryptocurrency news today, India is making headlines. It has been resistant to legalizing cryptocurrencies, but may have taken some steps now in that direction. At least that seems to be how it's being interpreted. Our David Hollerith covers cryptocurrencies for us. So walk us through this move and what it means.
Yeah, so yesterday, or earlier this morning, I guess you would say, India time, India's finance minister announced first a 30% tax on virtual digital assets, which to us sounds like cryptocurrencies. Most of people, news outlets have been taking it to mean cryptocurrencies. So there'd be a tax of 30% on cryptocurrencies, which is good for a lot of people, especially the investors in the country, because India is one of the countries that has gone back and forth a lot in terms of whether or not they want to ban cryptocurrencies or try and figure out how to regulate it somehow. So this is a really positive news for crypto investors, seeing that there is some sort of effort to regulate the technology. Then also on the other side, India is also sort of setting dates for their CBDC rollout. So the central bank's also going to sort of start testing and piloting a digital currency. And they've said, given a date for the launch of that currency to the public for sometime this year or next year. So two sort of milestones being taken on different sides of the digital currency landscape for India.
Hey, David, switching gears just a little bit, just got an alert that MicroStrategy disclosed in a filing that they acquired about $25 million worth of Bitcoin, average price of $37,865 per coin. MicroStrategy has been very aggressive in buying coins. We'll talk to CEO Michael Saylor later in the week. But what are you hearing from your contacts right now on prices?
In terms of prices, you know, a lot of people just hearsay, a lot of the investors say that they think the bottom is in. It depends on your time frame, I guess you got to say. But we've obviously seen a lot of the prices, sort of the selling pressure easing up over the last couple of weeks. And, you know, MicroStrategy has become one of these odd forces in sort of the Bitcoin market, where, you know, they can sort of shape the dynamic sometimes, depending on when they bought, because they obviously want to buy at cheap prices, but they will do it on a regular basis. So it's usually a bullish sign, but obviously we still have a pretty rocky macro environment ahead of us. So you know, it's sort of short-term, things are looking better. Long-term, we're not really sure what's going to happen this year for risk-on assets.
David Hollerith, always plugged into all things crypto for us. We'll talk to you soon.